It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Torn between two lovers, feeling like a fool.
There is a split in Lansing about how far and how aggressively to push for gay rights in Michigan.
This is as much a cultural split between Lansing lobbyists and the LGBT community as it is a difference of opinion about tactics and priorities. Mm-hmm. However, it has jeopardized, if not already doomed, the effort to update Michigan's Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act.
See, there are protections already based on race, ethnicity, weight, but it's been a longtime goal of Michigan's LGBT advocates to add LGBT protections to the law.
30 years ago, that effort cost State Representative Jim Dressel his job. He lost his Republican primary in 1984 after he introduced a bill to add the phrase sexual orientation to the law.
This past summer, State Representative Frank Foster suffered a similar fate. He was the millennial Republican leading the effort on the GOP side of the aisle.
Now, efforts to accomplish that goal in this year's lame duck session have hung up on a new set of words, gender identity.
That phrase would ensure that transgender people are also covered under the law.
And therein lies the divide. A business coalition put together and led by AT&T of Michigan President Jim Murray was pushing the issue, saying it's not just a question of fairness, but talent, convincing people that Michigan is a good place to look for a job. Not only was it a persuasive group on its own, pretty much every multi-client lobbying firm in Lansing was engaged in this effort.
Yep, but there were people within that group who said there were just too many Republican lawmakers who were uncomfortable with adding transgender protections. Here's Murray.
I don't have the votes for something like that. I don't. I've been told by many legislators that, you know, they're still kind of on the fence on the sexual orientation part, but they're not comfortable yet with the transgender part.
But that's a non-starter with the LGBT advocates, you know, the ACLU, Equality Michigan, etc.
They say nobody gets left behind.
And that's where things broke apart.
This powerful coalition of business groups employing big Lansing multi-client lobbying firms and LGBT groups, some of them national with access to big, big bucks, plus the ACLU and so on, it fell apart over that issue.
Right, but some might ask the ACLU, those other groups, why not compromise now and try again for more later?
Well, here's why. They say there have been cases where the LGBT movement dropped the T to try to win votes for anti-discrimination laws, and it's never worked out well. Failed in Congress back in 2007. New York passed a law, but without it, and advocates have never been able to revisit it. It's considered actually a shameful chapter, and there's just this very strong never again sentiment within the LGBT community. They say it's both a moral and a practical issue.
And we should note the LGBT lobby thinks there are enough, barely enough votes in Lansing to get the fully inclusive bill passed.
All 50 state House Democrats are on board, plus one independent. That means in the House at least picking up just 5 Republicans.
Right. But one, Lansing's business lobbyists say the votes are not there.
And two, House Speaker Jace Bolger says he'll oppose voting on a version that specifically mentions gender identity. So one side, the business coalition, continues to work on passing the compromise, the LGB without the T.
The other side, working to kill it. But LGBT lobbyists also think they have an ace in the hole,
mm-hmm.
and that is they are ready to go to the ballot.
Which they were already making preparations to do anyway in 2016.
An effort to repeal the state's constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. But that question could actually be decided before then by the United States Supreme Court.
If the court strikes down marriage bans, that means there's still a ballot measure to amend the civil rights law that's teed up and ready to go.
Luda is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.